This was going to be my first and last day on the Mary Smith case. If I played it right, I wouldn't even have to say that out loud. I would just walk away. Here's my media plan. Jean Galetta reached up and flipped on a wall-mounted television. She punched through several channels, stopping wherever there was coverage of the two murders. The shocking double murder of actress Antonia Shiffman and her driver. We're taking you live now to Beverly Hills. Patrice Bennett's former assistant on the line. Many of them were national broadcasts, everything from CNN to E! Entertainment Television. Galetta pushed a button that muted the sound. This is the kind of crap that some reporters live for. I've got a 24-hour detail on both crime scenes just to keep these assholes away, plus the damn paparazzi. It's totally out of control, and it's going to get much worse. You've been through it. You have any suggestions? Did I ever? We had all learned a few painful lessons about the double-edged sword of media coverage with the DC sniper case a few years back. Here's my take on it, for what it's worth, and I hope it's something. Don't try to control the coverage because you never will, I told her. The only thing you can control is what crime scene information gets out there. Put a gag order on everyone connected to the case. No interviews without specific permission from the department. And, this might sound a little crazy, but get a couple of people onto a phone detail. Call every retired officer you can find. Tell them not to make any comments to the press, nothing at all. Retired cops can be one of your biggest problems. Some of them just love making up theories for the camera. She gave me another sly smile. Not that you have an opinion about all this or anything. I shrugged.